Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yetasim Abeis. We're holding on Yetasim and Aleph by the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Gemara, we mentioned in the Mishnah, Seder Tanya Seilu Amr Berevir Rishayna. We mentioned that the previous Tanaisin that we spoke about in the Masechta were discussing the Revir Rishayna. Now ask the Gemara, Mini, Revir Rishayna? It says Revir Rishayna Ushniya Lishal. The first and second rains, in Nafkamina knowing their dates, is because that's when we start asking for rain. Shalisha Shlehisanais, and the third rain is because that's when we start fasting for rain. If there's still no rain at that point, that's when we start fasting. So you see, it's not by the Revir Rishayna that we fast, it's only by the Revir Shlishas. So I'm Rav Yehuda Hachikamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That Seder Tanya Sa'amar, the fast that we've been speaking about until now, Emasai, when do we do those fasts? It's not just by the Revir Rishayna. That's Bizman Shiyatza Revir Rishayna Ushniya Ushlishas Loyardu Geshamim. That's only if we go through the first three Revias and we still don't have rain. Avloyardu Geshamim Revir Rishayna Uzaru Vloy Tzamchu. But in a case, and that's when we wait until the end of the third Revia. If you don't have any rain until the third Revia, we only fast by the third Revia. However, for rain by the Revia Rishayna, Uzaru v'lo tzamchu, and they planted but nothing grew. Inam itzamchu v'chazu v'nishtanu, where they planted and it grew, but then there was a change in its growth. So then masrin aleihem miyad. That's really something that you're masrin about right away. So the Mishnah really was only mentioning the Revia Rishayna to tell you that when it comes to tzmachim shashinu, that's even if it rained by the Revia Rishayna, if there was then a change, so then that's something that you fast for right away. Now, Amr Rav Nachman, it's dafka nishtanu. It's only if there's a change in its growth, that's when you fast. Aval yavshu loy. But if it completely dries out, so then it's hopeless, and in which case there's nothing to gain from davening, it's a tefillah shav, and you don't fast for that. Ask the Gemara, pshita nishtanu tanan. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says. It says nishtanu, it doesn't say yavshu. It says the Gemara, loy tzricha da'akun. We're talking about a case that after it dried up, it grew a little bit. So ma'u detema akan samilsi. You might have thought to say, okay, now that's already a sign of life, so maybe it's kedai to daven for it, to fast for it. Kamash Malah, that's Rav Nachman's teaching us, and no, in all cases of Yavshu, you don't fast. You only fast by Nishtanu, and not in the case of Yavshu. Says the Gemara, V'chein Shepasku G'shamim Be'Geshem L'Geshem V'chulu. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if it stops raining for 40 days between rains, so that's also something to fast for, because it's a Makas B'Tzayres. Says the Gemara, my Makas B'Tzayres, I'm Rav Yud, I'm a Rav. Rav explained, it's a Makah Mevi'a L'Dei B'Tzayres. It's a Makah which leads to a famine, because even if we have the produce, but being that it's not raining now for 40 days, so that's something that's going to ruin the crops and lead to a famine. Now, Amr of Nachman, now on this topic of Betzorta, of a famine, so Rav Nachman says that Nahara, Nahara, Betzorta. That if there's no produce in a town, and the only way they could get it is Nahara, Nahara, by bringing it over the sea, by bringing it by boat. So that's Betzorta. That is a famine, in a chanami, but it's a lower darga of a famine. That's not something that you need to fast for and blow shofar right away. It's not something you have to be masrian about. However, Medinta kafna. However, if the only way you could get the produce is if you bring it by on an animal, it's already very far. So that's already much more difficult to bring the amount of food that you're going to need, and that's already a kafna. That's a bigger famine that you're masrian about. V'am Rabbi Chanina said that sa' b'sela u'shchicha b'tzorta. If produce is expensive, you could only get a sa' of produce for your sela, for an amount of money. So, but the stocks are, the shelves in the store are stocked. I mean, it's not hard to find it, it's just expensive. So that's b'tzorta. That's this lower darga of famine. However, arba v'loy shchicha, if the food is cheap, but you can't find it anywhere, so that's already a kafna, that's a more intense type of famine. This that saw besela and it shchicha is only a betzorta, that's only when it's that you have money and it's just that the food is expensive. But if the fruit are relatively cheap and you don't have money, so then that's something that masrina lem miyan. Not having money, if there's a shortage of money, people don't have money, that's something you're masrina about right away. Like Rabbi Yechanan taught us the importance of money, then here now I remember, can have I remember when the produce was very cheap. It was 4 sa for a sella. But afalpiki, we didn't have money and we couldn't buy the food. And our stomachs from hunger were so bloated in Tveria because we didn't have money to afford it. The food was cheap, but we didn't have money. Midalas iser, because we didn't have money. And therefore, you see, that's why even if the food is cheap, but if you don't have money, so then that's a very intense type of famine. We mentioned in the Mishnah all different types of rains. If it rains for the plants, but not for the trees and not for the plants, that's also something that you fast for right away. So Bisham Litzmachin Vloyli Ilan, I understand how you could have rain that's good for the plants and not for the trees. Mishkachaslo da asinicha vloyasa raza, if it comes down soft and not hard. Li'ilan Vloylitzmachin da asirazi vlo asyanicha. It's good for the trees and not for the plants. That's when it comes down hard and not soft. It's not good for the water reserves. That's mishkachas lo da asir razia vinicha. It comes down hard and soft, so it's good for the tzmachin and the ilanis. Umiu tuva leasia, but there's not a lot of rain, so it doesn't fill up the water tanks. Eloha de tanya, but that which we learned in the brisa, yardu lebayres l'shichnu l'ma'ares avolay l'zeh, and it's good to fill up the water tanks, but it's not good for the tzmachin and the ilanis. How is that possible? Echim mishkachas lo. How is that possible? Did it come down hard? And it's good for the trees. If it came down soft, it's good for the tzmachin. Says the Gemara, the Asya Bishvichusa. There's a third thing. It could come down very, very hard. It could be a storm. In which case, even though it comes down hard, that's already too hard. It's not even good for the trees. That's not good for anything. That's only good for the Bayre Shichin Umaris. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa. Masrin ala ilanos bebraisa Pesach. By Pesach time, if the trees aren't producing, so that's something that we fast for. That's when they're supposed to produce, and that's when we fast. Ala Bayres Shichin Umaris. Then the price of chag. Sukkot time, that's when we fast for the Bayre Shichin Umaris, because we need the rainwater. V'mein lahen mayim lishtais, and if people, at any time during the year, if they don't have water to drink, so then masrin alehen miyad, that's something that you fast for right away, because that's something that you need. Now ve'ezu miyad shalahen, when we say you fast for it right away, it means what, the next day? Says the Braisa, no, it means sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. It means the following Monday, Thursday, Monday. Valkulon, for everything, ein masrin alein elo bi parchia shalahen. It's only in that medina, that's where you fast. Vasachra, when it comes to the disease of Vasachra, vizman sheyesh b'misa misrin alea. If it's causing people to die, so that's something that we fast for. Vizman sheyein b'misa, but if it's not so terrible that people aren't dying from it, so then ein masrin alea. If it's just a mild case, so then that's not something that we fast for. Umasrin ala goivai, Bekolshu, if there are locusts that are eating up the tefuah, so that's something that you fast for, even if there's just a minor amount. Rav Shem ben Elazar, Imer, Afal Chagav, also for a different type of locust, for Chagav. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Masrin ala Ilana is Beshar Shnei Shavua, that you fast for trees only during the other non-Shemitah years, the other years of the Shemitah cycle, not on Shemitah, because on Shemitah, anyways, you can't work the field and sell it or do anything with your fruits. Ala Baris, Ala Shichim, Ala Mares, Afilu Beshvias, but for the drinking water, so that's something that you fast for even on Shemitah. That's something that you need even on Shemitah. Rashim ben Gamliel, Imer, Afal Ilana is Beshvias, even for the trees on Shemitah, you do fast for it. You may not be able to do business with it, but the poor people, that's where they get their food from. And therefore, that's a good enough of a reason for us to fast. And Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, very similar, that Masrin al Ilan is Bishar Shnei Shavua, also that we only fast for trees during the other non-Shemitah years. Alabayish al Shichim Amaris Afilu Bishviyas, for the drinking water, we fast for even on Shemitah. And Rav Shem Megamliel Aimer, Af Alas Fichim Bishviyas, even for Sfichim, which are not very chashuv, the things that grow by themselves, mamish, not chashuv of stuff, even for that, that's something that we fast for even on Shemitah. Because the Aniyim, they take advantage of it, even though it's not very chashuv, they take advantage of it, and therefore that's something that we should fast for. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amr Belazib and Parta, Miyayim Shechar Beis HaMikdash Nasu Geshamim Simukin La'ilam. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we don't have the Kohen Gadol davening for rain anymore, Lefnai V'Lefnim, so already rain is very difficult, and it's very unpredictable. Yeshana Shegeshameh Merubin, Yeshana Shegeshameh Muatin, there are years that we have a lot of rain, years that we have a little bit of rain. Yeshana Shegeshameh Yardim Mizmanan, Yeshana Shein Geshameh Yardim Mizmanan. Sometimes the rain comes on time after Sukkot, and sometimes it only comes later in the year, right before Pesach. On the year that we have rain in its right time, what's that comparable to? To a slave who gets his salary on Sundays. He has time to properly bake his bread. Everything is done properly, and he can eat it properly for Shabbos. Everything happens, but he has time. However, when the rain doesn't come out on time, what's that comparable to? Mitzvah be'erev Shabbos to a person who gets his salary on Erev Shabbos. He has to quickly bake the bread. So Nimsis Isa Nefa Shalai Ketikna Unachal Shalai Ketikna. He doesn't get to properly bake his bread, and it doesn't produce as quality bread to be eaten as well. And so too, when it rains and it's not the proper time, you have to do a rushed job in the fields, it doesn't produce as nicely. When you have a lot of rain, what's that comparable to? To an eved who gets a salary in one shot. Anyways, the millstone, there's a certain amount that goes to waste that gets stuck in the crevices of the millstone. So if you have a lot, now you have less waste because you're doing it all in one time. You're anyways going to have the same amount of waste every time you use the millstone. So now you're going to have less waste because you're doing it all at once. And same thing when it comes to the dough bowl, the mixing bowl, the kneading bowl, that there's inevitably a certain amount of dough that gets stuck and goes to waste. If you're doing more at a time, so you're going to have less waste because you're doing it all at once as opposed to in smaller shots. Whereas Shana Shigishameh Muatin Lamahu Daimeh, on the year that you have a little bit of rain, what's that comparable to? To the opposite case. La'avich Anasin Le'rabbi Parnasasi Ma'at, to someone who gets a salary little by little, Nimtzu Rechayim Ashatechlis Menakar Techlis Menakav, he's going to have the same amount of waste every time he uses it, and being that he's using it in smaller amounts and he's doing it more times, he's going to have that waste multiplied. And Nimtzis Isa Kamoishin and the same thing with the mixing bowl, the kneading bowl. He's going to have it that it's going to eat away from, it eats away from a kor the same amount that it eats away from his tiny kav. And therefore now he's going to have more waste. Or davar acher, another mashal to this is that bizman shigishameh merubin l'mahudaymeh, when you have a lot of rain, what's that comparable to? La'adam shemigabel asatet, to a person who's making cement. So you're mixing the dirt with water. If you have a lot of water, so then you don't run out, and you're able to knead the cement very nicely. However, if you have very little water, so then you run out of water, and you don't get to mix the cement very well. So to a year that you have a lot of rain, so the fields produce much more nicely. If you don't, then you run out of water, and you don't walk away with as nice results. We're right.